This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, offering asset protection and security through insurance. Home, auto, boat, life. Information from a real live person who's in the same phone book as you. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance at 772-3858.
I guess we can't get Tyrene's out in the hallway. Yeah, we can.
Here she comes.
Okay, we'll hang tight for 30 seconds.
I think she's shooing him in.
Okay.
Hold on. Just open the door. Oh, here she goes.
Uh-oh.
You want to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. What time is it?
7:03.
7:03.
Yep.
Jay.
Yes, here.
Cheryl, here. Sarah?
Yes, here.
Megan?
Here.
Mara?
Here.
Hey.
Okay. We have a quorum. Let's rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Flags over there.
Good to see you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve May 10th, 2016 agenda.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Student representative report.
Okay. Well, as it's the end of the year, things are kind of going by really fast and really slow at the same time. But we had prom on the 30th, and that went well as far as I know. Didn't hear any complaints. Baseball has started in the month of
April.
Yeah. April, and the sophomores have taken up concessions, and that is going. We will be up there selling you food if you need it. And we ended our Pennies for Patients fundraiser, and I actually haven't heard how that went, but we have an ASB meeting next Tuesday, so we'll talk about that and just the rest of the year, how we are going to do elections for ASB and a few other things concerning ASB in and of itself. That is really all that I've got.
Okay. Any questions? No?
Right. Thank you.
She's going to skedaddle. She's got some studying to do, homework, so we'll know.
I'll see you guys.
Excuse
no, I won't.
Study hard.
May? June. No, we won't see you in June. Nope. Well,
goodbye.
We'll see you next year.
No,
she's off to. You get your name tag.
No, because she's going
off
on exchange.
I know, but that's next year. I'll see you next year.
Oh, that's true.
You got to literally at a board meeting and tell us how Rotary.
Yes.
Oh,
goodness,
we would like that.
Oh, Jasmine just got back.
Oh,
so you're.
We need her for another one. Maybe not until the fall. She doesn't want to come in June.
I think you
can. Can make it into a pin for my Rotary jacket.
There you go.
Wear it with pride.
Thank you, Marissa.
Good luck.
Okay. Comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items. Comments from the audience related to agenda. Oh, I skipped over correspondence because we don't have any, do we? No. Okay. I'll go to number 8. Comments from the audience related to agenda items. Okay. Comments from board members. Okay. Moving on to the consent agenda. So we've got not only the calendar reports, the minutes, as well as some extended year contracts. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. Irene, can you call the roll?
Yes. Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Cheryl Bio?
Yes.
Mara Lachomsky?
Yes.
Megan Letzter?
Yes.
Okay. Motion's passes 5-0. And on to administrative report, Superintendent.
Okay. Thank you. So it is busy, as was evidenced tonight, with all of the awards given out. It is definitely spring, and things are moving. As far as things dealing from the district office, not as much fun as all the things that are going on in the schools with beach box and everything else. It's not as much fun, but we're moving forward with our different hiring decisions. We're moving forward with, we're just moving forward. So we still don't have a lot of information as far as what's going on with the legislature right now, and that just continues to be sort of frustrating. So we keep monitoring it. This week there's really nothing going on, which just seems so fascinating to me that it's mid-May and literally there's just crickets. So I find it really, really fascinating. So anyway, we are moving forward with the best information that we can and still trying to maintain a good budget. Right, Karen? She's looking at me. She's still chomping at the bit to talk to you guys about it. So. As far as looking, talking a little bit about state testing, the Every Student Succeeds Act, that course or the program that we went to a few weeks ago continues to roll out and still making a lot of decisions about that. They're still trying to put together actually an RFP for the state as far as to find what we want as a state for our state testing next year. It's a little concerning to me that we're still trying to sort that out now. I'm a little concerned that we're not going to end up with what we really want, or we're going to feel rushed on some level, so I'm a little worried about that. They are also in the process of figuring out, they're going to be interviewing the commissioner candidates for the Department of Ed.
Right.
That's happening too, so it's a little stuck right now. We had a call with the interim commissioner on Friday, and she was explaining that they have basically spent the last month talking to the feds about testing, and that they are apparently still trying to figure out why we didn't move forward and continue it, even in the face of all of the technological issues that were happening. So it feels a little frustrating that they're spending a lot of time, I think, sort of defending the decision and trying to explain the decision when we really need to just move forward. In my opinion, I didn't actually realize that they were still even having conversations about even potentially trying to have people continue that testing, which was really surprising to me, with districts that are actually getting out of school in the next week or so. So anyway, there's a lot of things happening, I think, discussion-wise that way that will have a huge impact on us, but we don't have a lot of information yet. So it's a little frustrating. I do trust the team of people up there, though, that are communicating the messages to the feds. I feel comfortable with that, and I also feel like if it comes down to it and we don't have the right proposal out there, we don't feel comfortable, I think they'll figure out how to move forward in a way that's not going to be detrimental to our kids. That I do believe. So
is there a chance they would give us a bi-year?
Apply for some sort of waiver that way. And that was another discussion that we did have. And I don't know what they'll do with that, but there are many other states that are dealing with this. So we're not the only, the only ones. We're not even the only ones that have had to say stop where we are with even the technological issues. So it's a big issue. And I think a lot of discussion about even whether to continue with trying to utilize them online and the benefits and disadvantages to that too. So it's kind of brought up a lot of discussion, a lot of issues. But other things about the ESSA I think are really good, you know, in the sense that they're giving a lot of more decision making back to states and local districts. So I think that will be good in the end. Just a lot of decisions to make still. So that's what's going on there. We've been doing some work on grants in the office. We are finishing up the Indian Ed grant. Thanks to Mr. Cabral and Ms. Etcher, who helped work on that and got that submitted this week. Karen's been crazy busy with training on her new software. It's going well. That's me. We are also going to be getting the parent and community surveys out this week, and then I believe that Rick and Terry are working on figuring out the best way to administer the ones for teachers at school too, so kids have an opportunity to provide some feedback, and then we'll put the ones for parent and community members on the website and the bulletins and probably on the Facebook link as well, so people can get to it and give us some feedback about how things are going here in the district. And I think I'll leave the, do you want to discuss anything at all about the drill and muck?
That's
fine. I'll leave it to you to not repeat things. So okay. I think that's it for me.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next on principal's report, first Principal Tolan.
Joe, is it best?
I might either, I could bring it back to you, or if you don't mind sitting up there.
So come sit with me.
Oh, right there.
You can talk to Erica right in her
come
face.
Come talk to me.
Okay, so there's been lots going on, and so I'll try to zip through it, and feel free to ask questions. And we had a MAMP training, and that was done by Cindy Fry and Heather Kahn, and our aides and our teachers were able to do that, and it was very beneficial how to help students when they're starting to escalate and help them de-escalate. So it was very good training. We also received a $3,000 Alaska Seas and Watersheds grant. That is in conjunction with the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and we beefed up our Sea Week curriculum and our resources with that, and it will be over the next 3 years to help pay for some of the sticking transportation that the fourth graders go on. Last week we had the preschoolers come in, and that was very fun to see our next year's kindergartners, and looks like they're very excited to be in our school, and it was fun to go into the kindergarten rooms and see them interacting with their new teachers. And we had teacher appreciation, which is a lot of what was done was Partners in Education sponsored, and we really appreciated how they spoiled us. We had meals and gifts, and it was wonderful. We also celebrated School Lunch Hero Day, and that was a chance for us to thank our food service for the great job that they do, making sure we get very healthy lunches. We also had Administrative Assistant Day. It was a great time to thank Ms. Cena for the fabulous job she is doing. Law Day was also this month, and our second and fifth graders participated in that. Second graders more just getting an overview of the court system, and the fifth graders actually put on a little play down there, and Ms. Anderson was very instrumental with that. Appreciate her. Fourth graders, of course, went on their sticking trip. And a big thank you goes to Ms. Kahn and Mr. Kay and all the volunteers that went up. It was a very, very rainy day down here, but they did have some reprieve from that, and it was a very good trip for them. And they also get to go on a trip up Petersburg Creek tomorrow. So President Obama has slotted some money for fourth graders to get out more, and so this is in conjunction with the Forest Service, and so they will be heading up Petersburg Creek, and thank you to Joni Johnson and Karin Christensen for helping to set that up. Some of the things they'll be looking at is fisheries, hydrology, forestry, birds, plants, and leave no trace. So those will be really good classes for them. Next week, we have Derek Munson, the author of Enemy Pie, coming to visit us, and a huge thanks goes to Partners in Education for that as well. They are sponsoring that, and he's going to be doing workshops in writing and helping students learn some of life's lessons about enemies, so we're excited to have him come. End-of-year activities include our hot dog cookout and parent volunteer recognition. We're hoping to have a movie for kids at Field Day, looking for volunteers on May 31st. So I think there will be something on Facebook, and I'll also put that in the bulletin, and hopefully we can get some help for that. We'll have our end-of-year assembly, class parties, and then, of course, school is dismissed on June 2nd. Is it early out, 1:15? And then summer school is slated for July 11th through 29th, and students who qualify for that will be given the information that they can take home. So busy, fun, and everybody's having a great time. Any questions or
I can vouch for all the fun being had having three kids over there.
Beach walk
was wonderful. This week, the kids who get to go are just like totally lucky with this weather. But it's thank you guys for all that you're doing. Yep. It's hard, I can imagine, to keep them all like focused in May, and so getting out and doing those things is wonderful. Awesome, they have that opportunity going up the river and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff.
It is, it's fun. Kindergartners got a little wet.
Yeah, poor guys. They need a retouch.
And I can vouch for and apologize on behalf of all the parents who aren't signing the book in a bag anymore because it's May. And it's difficult. And May is just difficult.
I'll
tell you
that.
It is, hard enough, but lots going on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Principal Dorn.
I can move back.
No.
Hi, good evening. Yeah, busy times. Wow. I mean, I was writing this and filling up my sticky note quickly and thought I'll just try to hit the greatest hits.
You need an 8.5 by 11
sheet. I do need to be on a bigger one, and then I don't want to fall asleep.
Front back.
Coming up actually on Thursday morning too, and the board's aware of this, but it's just a great time to talk about this mock car crash, which is an exciting thing, and I'm glad we're doing it. Interesting story, we just got a new student yesterday, who's been touring through the high school, and her mother's in town. She came and she said, oh yeah, I did one of those a few weeks ago in my old school in Minnesota, Wisconsin,
Missouri.
Had an M in it. And so it's interesting to know that we're obviously, this is something a lot of schools do, and I had no idea when I was down in Portland, and we've done one in my time here before, so. We're coordinating Kirsten Susort. Thank you for coordinating with Councillor Etcher, and they've been working on this a while and getting dates and times. But in summary, on 10 o'clock on Thursday, we're going to take all the 8th through 12th graders and go out to the Parks and Rec, and they'll be already set up there with kind of a mock car crash with our students' makeup then, and their parents will be there acting the part, and police are going to come, and they're going to arrest a drunk driver, and they're going to cut them out of the car, and who knows what will happen, and it's a little bit of a drama. It takes about 40 minutes. For that, and then we will bring that same group into the auditorium. We have people for mental health, and again, the EMTs and local police force will be involved in the whole thing, and they'll be there talking. And there's a couple short videos that Councilor Etcher and I have previewed, talking everything from texting while driving, which is a big thing, just driving around crazy fast, you know, busy people. And then there's going to be 18 minutes and 16 seconds of the Taylor White documentary, which we had the Taylor White people from Juneau come down, and that's a good piece. It's because it's a drunk driving, and it's out of Juneau. So this is something that happened to real kids in Juneau not that long ago. And we'll watch a little bit of that documentary and what happened there. And it really kind of hits home, I think, with our kids, because it is going out the road, having a party, real life, and something bad happens. So, mm-hmm. And we'll stop with each one and kind of talk about it. And again, we'll have some council people there just talk about things. So it's going to be emotional. It's probably going to be tough for a lot of kids. We've obviously informed things are going on today, Wednesday, Thursday in the Bolton. It's supposed to be a little bit of a surprise as far as the kids, so they're not kind of all, you know, amped up and kind of put their walls up about the reality of it. So that's happening on Thursday. I appreciate the coordination. I do think it does help our kids think as they head into the springtime, which is a lot of camping, a lot of driving, and into the summer. So. Also going on here, lots of tips. Testing, again, thanks to Mrs. Etcher's been doing that. We have done our advanced placement European history, so that was exciting. First year we've offered that, so that's pretty cool. Advanced placement calculus was also last week, and then advanced placement English is tomorrow. Thanks again to the Holy Cross House, they've allowed us to use that space so kids can get over there and take these about 3.5 hours for each test. And again, these are kids doing, these are college credits they're earning, they're doing college work, taking tough stuff, so that's what I want for my kids, so. I'm really proud of these kids and the extra work they put in for these classes and to take the test. And regardless if they get the necessary score for the required college, it's still just a great experience. And they're at the highest levels in the nation that we can do. That's great. Again, we do offer advanced placement biology, and that was not offered this year. But Mrs. Cumps is going to get the training. She's already signed up, and she'll be trained. So we'll be offering that we'll see how it works out. We're offering that next year. It's on the schedule. So that'll be great. So we have an advanced placement class in each of our core subjects. That's great. That's been a goal. We had a great staff appreciation week. I know the elementary did too. Thank you again just to the community of Petersburg and so many parents that brought things in these buildings. We kind of sorted out by different grade levels, have them bring stuff in, and we got nice notes, and that's really cool for the parents once a year just to bring some stuff in. It really means a lot to the teachers. I don't think anyone takes for granted that they are appreciated, and we always feel that, so that's nice. And I was had no problem going into multiple buildings and eating and enjoying it as well. So, you know, the teachers are doing the hard work, and I'm happy to carry their laurels a little bit and enjoy the food. So it's great. Congratulations, Miss Lenard. I thought we had some great music. That's why I put conferences down. Always something my great music concerts. So those were cool. I hope you guys see them. It's kind of the pinnacle of the year. So to see they've been practicing all year, and especially after Music Fest, you saw the awards up there. Kids are sharp. I thought they were very good. So I hope you got to enjoy those. Our LeCon survey is also going out on Thursday, that group of kids. So Mr. Troutman, and he's actually not going personally this year, although he's the brains behind the big show. And Mr. Painter will go, and he's been going for several years. And then Mr. Thompson's going to go, and he's going to be there because we're hoping to get that that math as they're computing, that they're getting the survey angles and the trigonometry required to compute the actual math. And they do, they've always gone and met, and I know there's always been math support, but Mr. Troutman says, Mr. Thompson, let him be there and kind of see what the kids are doing. Stand on the mountain cliff with them, and then go back and help with the calculations later. So they always do kind of a calculation night afterwards, do the math. So again, it's great. It's real world, and it's math and science. Pretty sweet. Also coming up Tuesday the 17th is National Honor Society and National Junior Honor Society induction ceremony. So again, that's another fantastic way to recognize all the kids that are doing fantastic achievement, both in the classroom, but talking about community service and everything else, the character and leadership. So those are fantastic. I encourage people. Those are open to the public. There's usually refreshments afterwards here in the library, so that's the 17th. One of them's in the morning, one's in the afternoon. I can't remember which is which, but one's in the morning, one's in the afternoon. They're in the auditorium. That's great. Again, that is Mrs. Lenhard does the high school National Honor Society, and Ms. Thatcher does the National Junior Honor Society. So thanks to them for leading those. That'll be fun. And then we start wrapping stuff up. Mrs. Orr is our senior advisor, and I got a lot going on. If you're looking for senior picnics, baccalaureates, the 23rd, you saw at 7 p.m., in our auditorium, that's a great event. Senior picnic is that week. We're rolling up to graduation on the 31st at 7 p.m., and that's obviously a fantastic time to see the pinnacle of these kids graduating. And then we also are in finals week after Memorial Day for 3 days, and we're out on Thursday. So,
ooh. Finals after Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, so 3 days. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll do three finals on Tuesday, three finals on Wednesday, and then we do that one final on Thursday, and then they start checking out after that last final. So. And that'll be somewhat of an early release, depending on how long it takes for checkout and get their lockers cleaned, all that kind of stuff. So, there's a lot going on. Any questions?
Way to keep them to the end there.
That's right. You like that one final on Thursday. They're always like, ah, I thought I was out of there. We got one final.
About how many graduates do we have? Do you know that number?
30.
We'll tell you. Six.
Just wondering.
36, you think?
It's creeping up again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good
33. Okay. Well, high school will be big next year. Two classes in the 40s are there, but the middle school will be the smallest. Respectively in the district. So.
35 in the junior, then 45.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Director of Maintenance report.
Thank you.
Mr. Tate.
I forgot Jamie.
Oh, I skipped. What is wrong with me tonight? I think it's time for new glasses. Sorry, Dan. Activities director report. Mr. Cabral.
Yeah, seriously,
not getting new glasses.
Another week in the boring world. Activities, yes, lots of good things happening with our activities. If you can see out there, that's a lot of recognition for our kids. They're doing fantastic work and just seeing the all-academic piece, too, with some of those kids. The all-academic awards that we give at Regions, it is a cumulative of only seniors, and they have to be 3.0 and above. So to get on that is pretty awesome. And if some people were watching the stream at the Region tournament, it went two rows across the entire gymnasium of all-academics for Southeast. So it's pretty cool. If you missed baseball this weekend, it was great games. Weather was gorgeous. It was fantastic. So Cheryl battled the weather with us. It was awesome. It was great. Really exciting games this past weekend, so it was really, really cool. Middle school will be heading to Ketchikan this weekend for their track and field meet, along with our high school track and field kids. Track and field's almost coming to an end. They got this meet this week, and then Regions next week already, and then baseball Regions will be here in 2 weeks. So Memorial Day weekend, if in between every king that you catch on Friday and Saturday, come to the ball field. We'll be playing. We got 9 games scheduled for that weekend. So lots of stuff going on starting Wednesday already.
Housing.
If you can take a couple kids, let us know. We're going to take 10 at our place. No, just kidding. We're going to take a couple.
Can I ask about housing? Mm-hmm.
do they have, like, some sort of transportation? Does the housing have to be right in town?
No, housing can be anywhere. And typically, like, a lot of families will work, and it's, like, during the week when families work. So they can actually come in to school, and the kids can get dropped off. And then they usually just hang out basically with their team all day long, and they'll be at the ball fields all day long, because our first game started at 10 and 1:30 and 4:30 every day. So they usually just hang out at the school or up at the ball fields, and then basically home for dinner, and then they're out of your house the whole day.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. Our kids love it. I don't know if my wife loves it, but our kids like to bug the big kids. So they have a blast with them. So we just tell them to annoy them and keep them up late, and so they're tired the next day. Sometimes, no.
Yeah. Yeah, not playing up there.
If you can imagine Tavin, yeah. 50 questions every second. So, but yeah, a lot of them just come to the school, and a lot of them just get dropped off to their coaches, and the coaches hang out with them the whole day. So, yeah. Pretty fun, entertaining. So, just got back from our Region 5 meeting in Prince of Wales, and we were able to entertain the state ASAA board as they were making some big decisions coming up with a lot of stuff. The TAD policy did get changed for the state on the third offense. It has been reduced from a year to 6 months. And the reasoning behind that was if a student was a junior and if they got dinged on their third offense, basically they're done for their senior year too when that calendar year comes up. And the season is partially of the way over, so they've been seeing not very high percentage of third offenses, but a high percentage of third offense students drop out of school. And so they wanted to keep those kids in school by keeping the activities available for them and serving a little bit less of a suspension, but the criteria to regain eligibility stays the same. So they still have to write a letter, still have to come to the school board and things of that sort. So it was very prevalent in the villages with tobacco violations. A lot of them would get dinged on their third one, and they'd be done for a year and hit their fourth, and then they'd be done for a lifetime. So they did switch that. So now the third offense is a 6 month, and the fourth is a year. And then hopefully after the fourth, there's no more. But by then, it's probably the school board making a decision saying, no, you already had your chances, type thing. So that was a very, very big switch. And a lot of stuff going on policies, waiting for the transgender policy to come up from ASAA as well on all the wording. So that is a big thing that we're talking about. And then I don't know if you know the name Doug Rhodes. I think Erica knows Doug Rhodes, longtime Region 5 guy, and I think he was Region 5 president, principal in Craig. He still lives there. Big push. We actually had him come in, and as a region, the vice president, Tiana Taylor and Troy Thane, and I got together, and we're actually doing a strategic plan for the region. And our four main topics that we're going to be focusing on for the next 3 years is region finances, officials, continuity on our region board, and district finances for schools, and days out of school on traveling. So those are the four topics that we're going to try and hit and work together for the next 3 to 4 years. So, and then the other piece kind of includes this guy, since he's president of the principals. We're going to try and get the principals to our fall AD meeting so we can kind of unite the two forces of principals and ADs together and kind of do a little work session together, because if we had 16 new ADs this year, and it was a lot of learning in our region, and the turnover rate is high. I don't know how the turnover rate principals wise.
Not as high as ADs.
So, and I know already we're going to have new ADs for next year, so that's something that we're working on for the fall. And I did my numbers for participation in the high school and the middle school, and this year the out of 145 high school students, 127 are participating in one or more activities. So that's like 87% of the population. And in the middle school, out of 102 students, 85 are participating. So about 83% of the middle school is participating in one or more activities throughout the school year. So, and a lot of them are double dipping a lot. So kind of fun numbers to play with and look at there. So that's it.
That's incredible.
Questions? Yeah, pretty cool.
Thank you.
Keep our kids super active. Everybody tell me you ever dance? Oh, yes. Region 5 dance. At the culminating events of Region 5 events, we've been having a dance that is typically a very large fundraiser for a certain group. However, the policing and the chaperone pieces of it are intense. If you can imagine 20 chaperones to 560 kids dancing on a gym floor. Is very tough. So we decided as a board at the last meeting at every culminating event of a Region 5 event. There will be zero dances at these culminating events, just because the number of students to chaperones is highly different, and it's a lot of headache and lots of things happen at those dances. So we have basically said no more at the Region 5 dances. But you can do dances all over the place, and we just decided as a board that we're not going to have them. Just too hard, too rough, and especially with ferries leaving and groups trying to go, and so worked out nice this last region dance that we had. We could, 5 minutes after the war ceremony was done, run to the buses, go, so we can get on the ferry. So I know that makes the administration happy. So, yes.
Stop the dancing, though.
Can't stop the dancing, though.
The dancing might continue.
Yes.
It's not
we will have
there in the...
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So, it's... the kids might be sad, but as far as the safety of the kids,
dance.
It's just
yeah,
much better.
Lots of other
much
dances.
Better.
And
lots
safety,
of other dances to do that if less kids.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of...
It's big. Big. It would be like our entire gym floor, just... Kids. Yeah. So
we're trying to keep that view.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
100 high school students, like from a whole school, would be.
Okay.
Sorry.
No,
director of maintenance report.
My report this month is going to be based on a question that I receive a lot. And a lot of this isn't news to anyone in this room, but maybe for the community that might be listening tonight. So I'll just start off here. Each year, someone in the community invariably asks me if I enjoy having my summers off. So I just smile, and I politely explain that the maintenance and custodial jobs are 12-month positions here. We spend our summers building the schools back up so they can be used to their fullest potential each school year. This is the time we do our seasonal and deferred maintenance. Boilers are powered down, they're cleaned and tuned, pumps are refurbished. Our largest, most cavernous equipment that can't be turned off during the school year are opened up, and we crawl inside and we do what we need to do in there. And on those rare, dry summer days, you know, we're out doing our exterior work. There's roofs to be looked at, walls to be painted. We do our tree trimming. We're painting curbs. And we're doing the parking lots, and of course, landscaping needs upkeep. And of course, custodians are inside doing all the deep cleaning of the classrooms, the offices, and the hallways. They're shampooing all the carpets. They're cleaning furniture, stripping and waxing all our hard floors. And those bathrooms and locker rooms will literally be stripped and power washed this summer. And I've talked about this in the past. I get to look forward to my annual reports to the Department of Education and the capital improvement application process. And we know that that's time I'll never get back. But I also manage projects large and small that we have outside contractors come in and do for the district. And that's always interesting. And of course, I think you've probably heard about our extensive list of construction projects and program improvements that we hope to do this year. I'm just going to quickly list them off again. We have some plumbing repairs to do in the cafeteria. We need to finish the elementary school landscaping. We have a high school lunchroom to create. The middle school office has some security improvements needed. We would like to try to do some ADA improvements around the district, a little bit better access out on the playgrounds. We've been talking about moving some bathroom partitions, making sure that they're up to ADA spec. We have planned new sinks in the countertop for the art room. And of course, there's new equipment being installed in the high school shop that you're all aware of. And we invariably do not get everything done on our list, on our project list. But you know, we're short on manpower, and there's always the unforeseen thing that pops up. But we do the best that we can with the time allotted. And of course, we keep plugging away at it during the school year as best we can. But to take some of that project burden off, we have been getting a big jump on our exterior work out there, and I hope it's noticeable. We've been out there despite April's wet weather. Flower beds have been attended to, lawns have been fertilized. A lot of weeding, lots of bark and mulch going down. That's kind of been the name of the game out there. We've done some improvements to the drainage around the high school office. We addressed that with some new drain tile, and there's more needed in other places, and we'll get to that as we can. We also put up a new retaining wall at the elementary school to control some erosion over there. And, of course, lots of pressure washing of buildings and concrete surfaces, getting rid of that dinge from the year before. A lot of that's already been accomplished, and I think that'll add greatly to the Mayfest and graduation experiences, which are just days away now. So, summer is a hub of busy activity around our district, and honestly, I think I can speak for my entire crew and say that it is a pleasure for us to do this for you. I have a great, well-rounded team with varied work experience and talents that I'll put to good use. And it's also different than our usual nine-month routine. It's kind of a refreshing change of pace for all of us to do something different. But I think mostly, you know, we get to see and share with all of you the end product, and that's something that we're always proud of. So, is there any questions?
Okay. Well, I was going to say it looks great. The middle Swiss arm doing bark and flowers in yard, it looks nice, and it's neat when, like, last night there was an event there, and people are busy and hustling through there, and everything looks great. So it reflects really well.
Glad to hear it.
Have you heard any more about the boiler financing?
Well, the money's been will be taken out of capital. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're talking about
I have the new boiler on my mind.
Okay, sorry.
No, actually, I tried to get a call into Don Hiley just today, and he didn't answer and pick up. I was anticipating that. So.
Yeah, sure, it's still in there. Docket. I mean, Christ Tompkins is still carrying the load of trying to keep that message going, but.
Okay. Thank you.
You're thank welcome. You.
Thank you,
Dan. Good question. It's
great. It'd be nice if we did get it, but.
Yeah, we've got everything in up there, and they have everything they need, so. And many more, rewritten times.
Okay, moving on to upcoming dates and media announcements.
We've done the first two.
Yeah, I was looking at the rest of the month, and I thought, our board meeting will already be on the 10th. Here we are. When is baseball regionals? I forgot. I didn't write that.
May 27, 28, okay. 29.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was thinking. Okay, so 10th is our next board meeting, and we'll be here.
Today.
Excuse me.
Today. Sorry.
That's today. Oh, my heavens. I need to go home and take a nap. Sorry. Next is policy meeting on the 13th. Looks like we have a policy meeting at noon in the district office. Then on the 23rd is baccalaureate, which is not sponsored by the school, but just letting people know they're listening on air. May 17th, I have the NHS and junior NHS induction that will happen in the auditorium. And you can probably look in the bulletin. I'm sure it'll be notices in the bulletin on what the times are for that. Graduation looks like is the 31st, but I'm jumping. I'm sorry. We have the 25th Memorial Day holiday, no school. Baseball regionals that weekend. Mm-hmm. And then graduation on the 31st of May at 7 p.m. in the high school. Last day for students is the 2nd of June, 1:15 early out. The 3rd is a teacher work day. And then we'll be back into June for setting our board agenda.
I think Memorial Day is wrong.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that's around the 27th or the 29th, right?
30th.
This is right before graduation.
Oh my.
Yeah, 30th. Memorial Day. No school on Memorial Day. I figure most people probably know. So who wants to help with setting the board agenda on the 6th of June? Who's available?
Crickets?
No, I'm just kidding.
What's the word?
You can put me down
tentatively. All right, we'll put Cheryl down.
You just need one person?
One other person,
it's
one
me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we
have... Did we do it last time?
Next, we're going to do, hoping June 10th works for the board to do a work session. We're going to do our board goals as well as Erica's on the 10th. So...
And that was a morning time.
That's a Friday?
Friday, okay.
I believe so. Yeah, we're Friday, since that seemed to kind of work last time for most of us.
School's right? out. Thought, like, maybe
even though school's
9:30?
Out.
Yeah. 8:30, yeah.
8:30 or 9 or something that was early.
7:30. No, I'm just kidding.
8:30. It kind of depends on...
By the 10th, I'm good.
Okay.
Kind of depends on what works for you guys.
Let's shoot for 8:30 on the 10th at the district office.
If I can't go, you know.
Okay. Campus connections on the 14th. I can do it again. I'm not going to be anywhere. You can do it, Mara?
Yep.
Okay, Mara. And then our regular board meeting on the 14th. And then I think the only other thing I'd written down was summer school starts July 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Old business. Petersburg District Support Personnel Negotiations. It looks like that's more of an action.
I'll make a motion to approve the Petersburg District Support Personnel Negotiated Agreement for the 2016 through 2019 pending ratification by the Petersburg District Support Personnel.
I'll second.
Okay, motion made and seconded. Discussion? We already had a work session to kind of give the board, went into executive session and had a work session to just let the rest of the board know what had been determined pending their approval. Or ratification, excuse me. So I guess if there's any other concerns or questions, I guess we could call the vote. Okay.
Oh, it is an action.
Yeah, I'm going to have, go ahead and call the roll.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Cheryl File?
Yes.
Megan Litster?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Mara Lutowski?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. On to new business. The 2016 spring budget revision. Director of Finance Karen Quitzlin will give an overview of the changes and answer any questions. So I'll make a motion to approve the 2016 spring budget revision. A second?
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded?
Sure.
Sure. So really, I've just provided you all with a summary. Most of the changes are pretty minimal. They're less than 1%. Most of them are actually like less than half of a percentage. So I kind of want to just touch on the highlights of some of the changes. So overall, in our revenue, there's no net change. When looking at our local revenues, I took $4,969 out, but then our state resources was up by about that same amount. So just move those two funds around. I sometimes have a hard time with this because I want to make it to the penny, and sometimes the variances are less than $100, and I can't stop myself from making those changes on my working documents. So, like I said, I was just going to talk about the highlights. So, zero net change in revenue. Looking at regular instruction, which also includes ELL and Voc Tech, we had a decrease in payroll and benefits by almost $118,000, and that's really from the grants. We did not change payroll, most of payroll, when we did the fall revision, which was actually like in February, I think, when we did that. So we're just cleaning up the budget and moving things around. And so, like I said, a decrease in the payroll and benefits by $118,000 and an increase in supplies by $32,000. And that is mostly for the new laser engraver for the Voc Tech program. So the net change is a decrease in $85,677. Special education, again, a reduction in salaries by $33,456. This is from Title VI-B, moving those funds for payroll out of the general fund and into the grant. And a small increase in supply budgets of $6,388 for a net change, decrease of $27,068. Support services, a decrease of $500. See, I can't help myself, I told you. Support services instruction, this is our librarian and technology budget. This one we do see a net increase of $82,146. This really mostly is representative of the staff laptop refresh program and increased purchase of the educational software and apps. We purchased more software and apps this year for the tech program. A small increase in school administration to allocate actual salaries of $4,763. School administration support, there's a decrease in salaries of $11,661. District administration, an increase in salaries of $17,229 to actual, and a decrease in legal costs and other supplies by $12,065, so a net increase of $5,164. District admin support, that's my office. There's a small increase in salaries and benefits by $2,500 and a decrease in supplies and others for $5,009 for a net decrease of $2,500. The biggest change we see is in actual operations and maintenance. And most of these changes are from Dan wanting to move funds out of other professional services because of the carpeting that we could not get done by June 30th. So those funds are actually going to be moved into a capital budget, or that's what we're proposing at this point in time. Let's see. So his budget has a reduction. Let me go back here. A small decrease in salaries and benefits by $5,806, and a reduction in the budget for the utilities and professional services of $117,597. So the net decrease is $123,403. We see a small increase in student activities, salaries and benefits of $3,191. That's actually for our coach stipends that go to state travel. That's not necessarily figured in when we figure in our operational budget. And also a small increase in student transportation. So the net increase is $18,299. So then our biggest number is our other financing uses. We're proposing to transfer out $300,000 out of the general fund to designated funds. Most of these funds were actually discussed when we had our capital budget meeting a few weeks ago. So $90,000 for carpet fund. $72,000 of that will actually be spent this summer for the middle and the high school carpeting that we discussed at that meeting. And then $18,000 will be put into this fund for future carpet replacement. There's a schedule that each of the rooms gets, or a few rooms get replaced each year. So those funds will be designated for carpeting. We're proposing $100,000 for the boiler. That RFP has been approved. That came in at $92,000, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then there was some design work for the boiler room for $6,000. So we're pretty close to that $100,000 there. We're proposing $60,000 for concrete work at the middle and the high school. $20,000 for food service. That would mean for the whole operating budget for fiscal 16 that $50,000 would have been transferred into food service, which is pretty common. It covers a portion of the salaries. It doesn't cover all of it. And we always transfer some funds out of the general fund to help with that program. Proposing $10,000 into the kitchen remodel fund. The kitchen got new flooring, and then this other room got new flooring as well. Forget what room it is, but just to keep that fund having a little bit of money going into it, because we're spending obviously more out of that. And then proposing $20,000 into the vehicle replacement fund, that would make that fund $128,000 in case something comes up and we need to replace a vehicle. So the overall change in expenditures on this spring revision would be an increase of $159,556. Which keeps us within, we're close to our 10% carryover that we're allowed to carry over for our fund balance. And 73% of our total expenditures will be going to direct instruction to the students.
The only one I guess I don't know as much, because I felt like the other major changes that you told us about have been explained, like either in a work session or something like that, or at a prior board meeting, was the technology one. What was, or am I just forgetting, which is possible?
The staff refresh?
Or the laser printer.
Or the laser.
Well, it was the 82,000.
That staff refresh. So all the staff members had their computers, got new computers. And then the staff computers were recycled back into the educational program.
Yeah, back to the elementary school.
The elementary school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, and then the other ones went to the elementary school for use? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then there's been an increase in some of the educational software that we've been purchasing. Mm-hmm. So that $82,000 is not all staff refresh. Mm-hmm. It is a large portion of it, but it's not all. Mm-hmm. And then the apps. The apps end up being pretty costly that go on to the iPads that are over at the elementary school, okay. But they're all educational. Okay. Yeah.
When we do staff laptops, that doesn't get covered under E-rate at all?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
None of our computers get covered under E-rate. What gets covered under E-rate mm-hmm. is our actual internet.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yep.
For some reason, I was thinking we got something back on for the laptops.
No, we don't.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm wondering, and this might be a completely tangent that needs to be discussed at another time, almost putting something, another capital, designated capital funds for...
We talked about that.
Yeah, the same thing like where students are put on... I mean, students are probably harder on their laptops than the staff are, but, you know, on a cycle also, or maybe a staggering cycle so it's not one giant hit.
For next year's budget, right now we have the freshman... laptops built into the budget,
mm-hmm.
and we actually have a budget for next year. We're just kind of waiting
to see if something
to wait to see
here.
Yeah
mm-hmm.
if there's some anomaly comes out,
mm-hmm.
And we'll present that to you next month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that is, it's, you can do it either way. You can put it as a capital, or you can put it in the general fund. And we have
mm-hmm.
been putting it in the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can fund it through the general fund. I think I would recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
If we get to a point when we're looking at areas that we do need to cut, we do have capital funds that we can designate to that are
mm-hmm.
already sitting in a capital fund,
okay.
undesignated.
Okay.
That's what we talked about this spring, because I said the same thing
mm-hmm.
about that. And then we talked about, because it does help with your 70, 30,
it does.
Mm-hmm.
if
mm-hmm.
it comes out of the general fund, because it's part of instruction. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay.
Those are good questions,
yep.
though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm glad I had the answer.
Good job.
Very well done.
Any other questions? Okay. Well, thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
We don't have any more questions. Irene, can you call the roll?
Yes. Cheryl File.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Mara Lutowski.
Yes.
Megan Letster.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Moving on to a personnel hire. So, I have a math teacher for next year. Make a motion to approve the personnel hire of Joyce Metza,
mm-hmm.
high school math teacher for the 2016-2017 school year. Have a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded, and maybe just a little.
So, Joyce is great. She's in Metlakatla now as an experienced teacher from Southern California.
Oh,
you
do.
Joe
said we have
to be good. She's lived in Southern California for a while and taught down there as well, both high school and middle school math. She's currently in middle school math out at Metlakatla. Really excited to be part of the team, the interview team. Many of the math teachers just really loved her. She's pretty intelligent. She's got a bachelor's in engineering, master's in business administration, and a master's in education. And she knows Southeast because she's been in Southeast for 10 years. And she's already got a place to live, and she's coming in early June, and we'll be here over the summer a lot. So
she will be.
She managed that.
She's good. We've got some people that are working and helping her out. And some folks around who have rentals working in the district. So, yeah, excited to have her.
Cool.
I've already typed up an email. As soon as you approve it, I will send it off to her, congratulating her on. If you approve it, when you approve it, please send it off and congratulate her.
It's exciting.
It's doing it for at least a year from that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions or any questions, I guess, for Mr. Dorma? No? Okay. All those in favor? Signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion passes 5-0. Next, we'll move on to the social studies curriculum and support material adoption. I'll make a motion to approve the recommended social studies curriculum. Have a second?
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded, and I was supposed to go to that last meeting, and then my toddler barfed, so I couldn't make it, so I'm hoping
some people,
either Mr. Dorma or some other staff member can fill us in.
Lots of cool people here. I just first wanted to say thanks.
Yeah,
so hopefully you had time to look at the product, the curricula, K through 12 there. Anyway. I think it's outstanding. I think every year as teachers get better at it because we share so many people that it always looks like we get better and better at what we're kind of organizing the incredible things they do. I mean, to put down an entire curriculum for all these teachers, what kids are doing, I think is quite a task and get it organized. So I see Terry Tolan's trying to hide in the back, but also she is the leader there. So really, really great. I mean, appreciate all the hard work the committee has put down with Terry and Erica. And then obviously you see Jim Engel here and then Ginger Evans.
Rob Schwartz, Deanna Dahlberg's been outstanding with this. And then Becky Martin and Dan Sullivan were also on the committee. I know that the elementary is a larger unit than just the two of them, but they were key on the committee as far as organizing and working, kind of bringing it back to elementary and go back, if I'm saying that correctly, Terry. So we could, but we probably don't want to go through each grade level curriculum line by line. I'm sorry. We will begin with kindergarten and work our way up.
You don't make a recommendation for preschool?
No. No, sorry, not yet. We'll have to ask those experts. Were there any topical or just looking at the big unit? I am not the social studies. Yes, thank you. These are the experts.
5 years since the last time it was reviewed, I guess.
That's what I was going to say. Can you give a
high school, there's been some changes. One shift was that we moved the
world history from sophomore to freshman this year. And that was in part because we now have AP Euro, and trying to get away from students having to double up with history classes their junior year or senior year, trying to make it so that it was possible that ideally you have world history, and we wanted every students to have world history first before taking AP Euro. Mm-hmm. So that way, on depending on the rotation cycle, student could have world history freshman year, AP Euro sophomore year, U.S. history junior year, and then Alaska history and U.S. government their senior year.
U.S. history sophomore year, and then take Euro history.
Well, it depends on the rotation, though, because Bo only teaches it every other year. So there's sometimes there'll be sophomores taking AP Euro with some juniors, and then others, you know, it just kind of depends on when it's going to, rotationally speaking.
With the end goal was to allow students to get 4 years of social studies so they qualify for the Alaska Performance Scholarship. Because mm-hmm. we only require 3 years. Yeah.
The U.S. history, middle school and, US, and high school U.S. history classes have shifted the curriculum a little bit so that the middle school cuts off closer, a different time period, and we pick it up at a different time period compared to what the curriculum has been in the 25 years I've been here. So that's been a little bit different shift. We're using at the high school, we're using the Stanford History Education Group's curriculum, at least in U.S. history. Some in the world history, but there isn't as much world history curriculum, but it's just fantastic curriculum. Matt Palak endorsed it. So, just kidding. And but it really is. It's just it's called Reading Like a Historian. The feedback I've been getting from the students is they really enjoy it. It's all primary source based with inquiry based questions that they have to pull from the text. So it kind of fits the Alaska standards of reading that mirror the Common Core standards of the national standards. So. And we are adopting the national standards primarily for, I think, K-12, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we've moved to national standards for social studies simply because Alaska's are more performance-based. They're not mm-hmm. content-based. So.
And they haven't changed much?
Yeah, not much at all.
What, 20 years?
Yeah, so because of the shift down from middle school or from world history and sophomore to freshman year, we have... asked for some new curriculum or some new courses to be added as well. So. And I think those are in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Some of those have already been, some of those are already in there. There is one that the Vietnam, there's a course that I would like to offer as a semester class that would be about the Vietnam War. So that's the curriculum's kind of the map where we go on is in there. So.
And that's one of the electives.
One of the electives that sophomores take. Yeah.
Next year potentially would be, was it world?
Culture.
Right.
Is that what you decided?
Did I make that decision? I let you guys
there's
make
several that we
but there was several.
We were thinking that we should have four electives and then we can rotate through those four every mm-hmm. year. So right. Like the Vietnam War,
Global conflicts, which has already been approved. So.
World cultures, which has been approved before, right. And then a current issues, current events class.
So maybe two.
So two would be offered every year.
And that's if a student does not want to take advanced placement European history, they can still take these electives and get their 4 years. Because AP Euro, AP Euro history is a tough class. It's good, but not everyone's up to that challenge, especially in the middle of high school. It's tough.
Yeah,
it could be sophomore. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about any changes in the
In the elementary, kindergarten, first, second,
is largely unchanged. You know, it's on cell family communities. Third grade had a big shift. We realized that we didn't have very much focus on world geography or cultures. So they are kind of developing that, and they requested some curriculum materials, mostly in form of research books, trade books, stories. And in fourth grade, we kind of consolidated some of the native studies that had been more spread out. They are going to continue to focus on U.S. geography, and they're purchasing a textbook to help them do that, a non-consumable text. And then in fifth grade, it will maintain its focus on U.S. history. And they've purchased an updated version of the text that they're currently using.
And 6-12, we decided to go with Holt McDougall, Houghton Mifflin. I mean, that's pretty much, there's two textbook companies, really, you can go through, maybe three. But they're all kind of, they've merged since the last time we did them.
Yeah.
And then we had a discussion.
Yes, we did.
And really, the decision, defining point was really the web presence that the different textbooks offered. And visually, the one we went through is more appealing, and I think it's going to be easier for students to be able to utilize and maneuver through and navigate through versus the other one. But the content in the books were pretty much the same and able to match up with what our curriculum was. And so we feel pretty good. And then we got a really nice quote from the textbook rep. I think it was just under 20,000 for 30. We decided to go with 30 textbooks, 6 through 12, in each classroom. And then so we have classroom sets. And then we have the online version as well for students to access outside of school. And what's nice about this textbook, kids can actually download a PDF. So they have a PDF on their computer if they're traveling so that they still have access to it even if they don't have the internet, which is a really nice feature, I think. And then they have videos that are linked right in it with History Channel. And we get a... Oh, and they're refreshing. We're kind of in between when they're... the textbook's from 2012, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've offered to give us a 7-year subscription and that they will give us the updated materials as soon as they come available in that 7 years, which I think is really nice because that was one of the issues with the textbooks we currently have is... Our technology surpassed theirs, and the materials we got when we purchased it no longer were obsolete. We couldn't use them on our computers anymore, and they weren't willing to help us out without us purchasing new things. So that was a little disappointing. But you know, I think that's also kudos to us for keep pushing it further and further with what we want kids to do and the availability with computers. So
I should have said when I talked about the Stanford History Education Group, that's free curriculum that Stanford puts out for high school. So it's so I would encourage you if you wanted to look it up. It's really cool, but it's free. I like that. The Vietnam class would require purchasing a textbook, and there's a requisition we put through for that. But the textbook I'm looking at is called The Tragedy of Vietnam, written by Patrick Heardon, who's a professor at Purdue. It's a good, really good textbook.
There are people who want to take the class that are adults. That's what we found out today.
Would civics fall under social studies?
American government. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's seniors.
And how, I haven't gotten to look at the high school one, but how much are we doing of civics or offering that? I know that that's a hot topic in the legislature, putting it through.
We offer it in, they touch on it in elementary school, in I believe fifth grade. And then middle school gets it again in eighth grade, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's taught to seniors for a semester. And then they also take a semester of Alaska history as seniors.
That's required.
Yes.
Yeah.
No textbook for Alaska history.
I came right after I graduated. Yeah. Alaska
requirement. There is no textbook for Alaska history. It's very tough to teach the course because there is not a textbook that can be the guiding force.
And the Alaska Humanities Forum, 8-9 years ago when they made
at
the
least,
class requirement for graduation, they did a great job of pushing out the curriculum and getting teachers who were teaching it up into Anchorage or other places to learn the curriculum and work with other educators on it to build a cohort and just working together. And about 2 years ago, they said, well, we're ready to push out new curriculum through the Alaska Humanities Forum, and they've just never really done that final push with budget cuts and other things happening. Mm-hmm. So there's really a need in the state to get that pushed out there, because that other curriculum is really kind of stagnant, and it's getting, material's great, yeah, resource, but it's not very interactive, and it's just...
There are good textbooks out there. The problem is they're college level.
Level.
Mm-hmm. There's several that we've taken that have been put onto the bookshelf over there. But.
Yeah.
And just a reminder to anybody who's listening or insurers that this is a cycle that we go through with a curriculum that every 5 years, I believe, like we review it. Or is it shorter than that?
Might be six.
Okay. Goes through that review with the anticipation of spending money on materials to keep us up to date.
Current sub-cycle.
Yeah. So it's in the budget. And next year will be
science.
Up sometime soon.
Nobody came in under the budget, which is, we appreciate it. Yeah, which is great. Set aside items. These will all be. We put it on the web, open to anybody who wants. Just go to our website. Curriculum's there from all the past, and we'll just, as soon as we get this approved, and it's almost Google Docs, and we'll ask Mr. Payne to upload there and open for anybody, other school districts, whatever. We think it's a great product, and excuse me, want to get out there for everybody. So it'll be open for anyone in the public or anyone anywhere to check it out.
And one thing with the curriculum, we tried really hard in elementary school. They did trimester views, like what would they try to cover in a trimester. In the middle school, high school, we looked at quarters, whatever, you know, kind of goals for the quarters, what we need to cover. And then we did also then a more in-depth curriculum of what kind of things, lining up with the national standards, sometimes, and using also UCLA standards for history, which are... Even at the elementary level, they did that. So we try to make it uniform, K-12, which is, I think, the first time we've really done that. And it was great working this year with the elementary staff. And we lined it all up to really visually see where we had to make some adjustments, because we were overlapping curriculum quite a bit in some areas. And so we think we have a really nice scope and sequence, K-12, that we were really happy about. And then also realizing that, you know, the curriculum is a reflection of what we're doing in our classroom, but we also want it to be that if, you know, we change classes that we're teaching, that somebody else can walk in there and pick that up and not have too much of a headache trying to figure out what they're supposed to be doing, and that it's right there laid out for them. And that's, we felt that was an important piece to do. So any questions?
Okay. Great.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yes.
Well, and it's great that we can have teachers doing it versus some districts, I'm sure, that, you know, have other people that aren't necessarily so involved with it. Like, you can see this curriculum and say, hey, if I was given this as a teacher, would I be able to follow it? And so
that was our goal.
You get to have your say in that.
Glad it worked.
Do you want to look at textbooks at all?
You might
want to
look at the web presence.
There's obviously more to this story than
that. I think that I wish I had been at that meeting or two. Well, I think, Irene, you want to go ahead and call the roll?
Sure. Sheriff Lyle?
Yeah.
Yes. Jay Lister?
Yes.
Mara Lutonsky?
Yes.
Megan Litster?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much for...
Good job.
Okay. Don't go too far, Mr. Durham.
Oh, yeah.
So the Curriculum Steering Committee reviewed new courses and recommended the adoption of the SHOP Light, or Low Intensity Technology Education course, and the Social Studies elective, the Vietnam Air, which we heard just a little bit about. So I will make the first recommended motion to approve the SHOP Light.
I have a second.
I second. Okay, motion's been made and seconded. And for those listening, you want to...
Yeah, sure. Just the idea, Mr. Owens there in the shop again, who just continues to do great, amazing things. And he actually, I went and had a meeting with him earlier this week. And our teacher, Mrs. Laura, were in there discussing the idea of that these kids are creating some fantastic things. And they're doing a lot of design. It was actually a really cool place. I'm sitting there talking with these two teachers that are from very different parts of my brain, at least, you know, in the shop. I know my artistic abilities and how low they are, but, and then, you know, we've got this borough in there working on our CNC router, and they've run out some sign, and our 3D printer's going. It's really an amazing place, and talking with the superintendent, we really hope to get the board or the public in there looking at what is being created, even without kids that are working now. It's just these machines are popping out what they've done. But the idea with the shop light is, Mr. Owens, one of our statistical issues when we talk about Korean technical education or vocab funds is that we lack in having, trying to think of the exact words there, but pretty much we don't have enough girls in the shop. I can just say it. You know, it's kind of a boy-heavy class area, I guess, and we don't have enough girls in there, and you could say vice versa with kind of a home ec, getting more boys, and vocab funds require you to try to balance that as you should. You know, you want it open to everybody, and I'm certain if you go in there and you see Jordan LaPerry in there welding, you know, and just the amazing things that he's doing as a senior, that's fairly intimidating. My dad's an amazing welder, and I don't know where to start, you know, so very intimidating for someone like me. We have several men, we probably have several young ladies that's kind of a scary place, and so Mr. Owens is trying to open it up and say, let's start with some basic woodworking skills. You can see some basic metalworking. He's got, and then bring in the art. He was actually talking about part of this class would be go down to the work with the borough and go and kind of salvage some stuff out of the dump. He's got a great picture of Mazzani, our ex-student, our current graduate, Mazzani Rouhani, has a crankshaft that he made a lamp out of, and it's all painted up, and it's very cool, and it's like a table lamp, and it's a crankshaft with a motor in there, and it's got a clutch wheel on the bottom of it, so kind of bringing those two worlds together with art and shop. So that's a little bit of what Mr. Owens is trying to do here, as well as just basic, you know, car maintenance. Can you check your oil and change it, and tire maintenance, and to kind of bring it down a level there for where probably a lot of our kids and maybe even several adults are at. So that's it. It's listed as a semester course, to be honest. I believe it will either be offered two semesters or it will be a semester, and you can get out at that semester and take it. We're going to try to pair them up with an art teacher as we make the schedule. So they're going to continue to kind of back and forth between their classes. And then also they can, you know, go out of the shop and take an art class, or they can stay there and continue on with some projects there. So it may be somewhat of a full year offering as well. But it is pretty cool.
Any questions? I'm excited.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah. Neat. I like the idea of pairing it with art.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there's definitely you kind of see in pop culture right now, there's a lot more women wanting to make their own stuff instead of having to have someone else do it. Mm-hmm. Get creative, you design it, and they'll make it. Mm-hmm. So, cool. Good for them.
Yeah.
Hope it gets...
Yeah, neat stuff. Mrs. Evans' son, Casey, had designed a guitar at one of his shops. I think you saw that in the newspaper, and it has some real artistic elements as well as obviously the functional building a guitar, and that's some of the ideas that kind of brought Mr. Owens along this way, so some cool stuff like that.
Well, I think the Colby, and that's we're talking about the laser printer, that's part of what was happening with Mr. Owens and Casey in that course in Sitka, and I think that's what we'd like to maybe start off in September, even, you know, having the board meetings here now, maybe having a...
Show and tell,
you know, before, and maybe that's what we do is start like at 6:30 or something and do a real field trip and actually, you know, if people want to come up, whatever, and really see what's happening out there, because it's pretty amazing. And yeah, just to make it less intimidating, because I think that's a big part of it, and not just for young women, but for anybody, you know, who's just looking at it thinking, I don't know, I'm not that kid, I'm not that guy, or whatever. Yeah, you can be. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get out there and look at that result.
And we do host Art Fest next year. Thank you, Mr. Cabral. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It'd be kind of fun to show off a little bit the artistic.
Nice.
So, for the automotive, they're just teaching it. They're not going to like do it for the people, right?
This class will just be teaching it. Mm-hmm. Let me clarify that.
Okay.
I assume they'll practice on real.
Yeah, they do. And I know that sometimes, maybe, I don't know if it's staff cars or not, they're going to be the guinea pigs with their consent and things, but yes.
How many times can you change Mr. Owens'
oil? Yeah, right.
Yeah, we could totally bring.
Well, I just know that it was an issue
last year
or two ago,
yeah.
So I just wanted to.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And there's potential there for business planning and all kinds of things, but it just needs to be more coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
That whole effort. Yeah, the idea was not a bad idea, but it needs to be more. Have some better. Tracking for liability and all of that. So it could be an option though for the future, but it needs a little bit more planning.
Yeah. Any other questions? Okay. I don't think we have to have a roll call since we're not spending. Well,
all right.
Roll call.
Want a roll call?
Sure.
Okay. Might as well. Megan Litster?
Yes.
Cheryl File?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Mara Lutonsky?
Yes. Okay, motion passes 5-0. I'll make the next recommended motion to approve the social studies elective, the Vietnam era. Second?
Second.
Okay, motions are made and seconded. Any discussion?
I have some questions. Are they just going to be based upon the textbook only, or is he planning to bring in other elements? For example, I took a Vietnam War literature class in college, and it was reading Vietnam or literature about Vietnam is very graphic. And, you know, that professor also brought in movies that were based upon the Vietnam War, etc. Right. So I'm just wondering, like, where is he going? Is he just doing basic facts? Or will there be elements of, like, personal accounts, mm-hmm. how they felt afterwards, what was the impact mm-hmm. on them when they returned to the United States, etc.? Like, mm-hmm. you know, where are they going with... Where are they going with this class?
I've seen the syllabus. My understanding is it looks like it's fairly factual based out of the textbook. Most of the obviously movies would not be accessible by our policy to show most of the Vietnam movies I've seen. So that's a little bit. I haven't heard of much, but then, so now I'm kind of going on a limb. I know Mr. Engel has done this type of work before when he dealt with the, when the war got personal, I believe, the documentary he did. So I wouldn't put it past him to bring in some of that as far as the personal accounts, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that is also part of the new ELA standards. That's kind of what he was talking about with the other class, that mm-hmm. Actually looking at documents, whether they're even letters or things like that, you know, using primary sources is a big part of that combination.
Yeah.
It's kind of required now with the way the standards are written. So there will probably be some primary sources, but I'm sure they'll be well researched. Because mm-hmm. it's intense.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, intense. And I think Mr. Ward maybe uses the things we carry in one of his classes. I know people by Tim O'Brien. Anyway, it's mm-hmm. it is yep. an account of his time during mm-hmm. the Vietnam War, but so mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's out there
mm-hmm. yep.
in our curriculum and other places.
I was trying to read the reviews on the book really quick. I want to read more about it. Yeah. You know, it...
And he does have a copy if you ever want to come.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. Yeah, it's just...
It.
Yes.
I haven't. I've just flipped through it. I haven't read it yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The title makes me wonder, what angle mm-hmm. is the... Where does it go exactly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I kind of want to have that. Yeah, I do.
Right. Well, yeah. The outline is, I think, his syllabus looks pretty good in
yeah.
terms of trying to cover even B, C, and D on the LAC at the very end, failure of communism in Vietnam. I guess I feel pretty confident with Mr. Engel's ability to keep it factually based and non-politically driven. Just because of his having my own child go through his classes years mm-hmm. several years ago, and they did discuss it. It just didn't get to be a whole class,
mm-hmm.
and very supportive of our local vets and their experiences without becoming overly graphic for the age group in which he was teaching. So
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine he's changed his vein of teaching that dramatically from when Amanda was in high school. So. That's where I feel pretty comfortable with him teaching it
mm-hmm.
and being fair to our vets.
What grades would be available to take this? Any grade?
To the sophomores?
I believe sophomores and our freshmen need to take world history first. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, unless they were pretty outstanding and had some reason to double up on social studies, it probably would be sophomores.
And it would be part of the two-year, is that what they were saying, the two-year rotation?
This
so.
Would be a semester course.
Yeah, just a semester course. It would offset. For next year, we're hoping to teach to offer the Vietnam and then the world cultures. Excuse me. To offer those, and then we'll have AP Euro that next year, and I don't know if we'll have room for electives or not. That next year, we go back to global conflicts and current issues, current events. Yeah. We certainly know this will not be taught for a while, so if anyone feels like they want to research the book or read through it, it's not a very, it's not really a text. It's more of a, looks like more of a reading type book. So if anyone wants to dig through it, there's no reason we couldn't postpone it until at least June. I'd like to get a little time to prepare the class, but if the board feels like, no, we'd like to look a bit more. And Mari, you're probably correct. I should have grabbed it. I'm sorry. I was thinking, I know it just ran from one meeting left. I should have grabbed it, but there's no rush. You know, we wouldn't hope to start instructing until September.
I hate to hold anything up. I personally would like to look at it. I'm sure that it's fine and great and that it wouldn't be a non-issue, but I would...
Sure. Like, we should.
Can make a motion on the table if you want.
Can...
It's up to Sarah.
You can make a motion to table it if you want to table it till June.
His daughter is graduating. I don't think he's going to spend a lot of time in the next few weeks working on that curriculum. So I think June will probably be fine.
What's that?
I said, plus it looks like he's done a lot of work anyway, so it might be nice that you can talk to him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll make a motion to table it until next month.
Second. Okay, motion's been made and tabled. I think I'm doing this right.
Irene, our resident, help us out here.
Laura seconded, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So we're withdrawing the recommended motion to vote on it and changing it to a tabling the approval of the social studies elective, the Vietnam era. And I guess all those in favor of tabling it, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion passes 5-0. We'll table till June.
I forgot to say.
Oh, sorry. Cheryl?
Aye or nay?
Would you like to change it?
I thought I heard you say aye. Sorry. I guess I should have done a roll call on that one.
What did she just say?
Let's do a roll call. Yes, that's all right. Go ahead. Roll call on tabling the recommended motion of approving the social studies elective of the Vietnam era.
All right. Mara Lutonsky.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Cheryl File.
Yes.
Megan Litster.
Yes. Okay, motion passes 5-0. The curriculum will then be on the agenda for June. Okay, moving on to the sale and disposal of books, equipment, and supplies according to Board Policy 3270. I'll make a motion to approve the disposal of sale of listed inventory, which is some miscellaneous items from the library, books, file cabinets, etc. Motion's... Can I have a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded.
So there's not a specific list attached this year. I think we actually looked at the policy finally last year because one of the things that has been in there was... to have the librarians actually provide like an Excel spreadsheet of 500, you know, a lot of time spent on that. Not that you don't have the right to know exactly what books are leaving the library, and if you want to, we can come in and arrange time for you to actually look through things. But, you know, they are the professionals in the library with master's degrees in how to weed books, and it was taking them days to create these really detailed, you know, which again, if it was something that people felt really strongly about, anybody can come in and find out, but that is their job. And so I know in even talking with Sarah, I think last year when looking at the policies that it seemed like we felt like they could handle it. And so they do like to try to do it towards the end of the year as well and make them available to kids too if they want, or we could, you know, we can put it out there when we put out information about some of the other things that we do put up for sale that you guys have already approved as well, and we could say there could be miscellaneous library books, you know, that sort of thing. So what it is.
Okay. And I think we'll probably just go through the usual. Dan will take care of the disposal.
Yeah, and we'll get it posted on different places, you know, Bicycle Trade and that sort of thing, so people know.
Okay. Motion to made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Next, we have our 2016-17 classified staff signing incentive. I'll make a motion to approve the 2016-17 one-time signing incentive for the current school year, 2016, to be paid on or before June 1st, 2016.
I'll second.
Motion made and second. Discussion. Very similar to what we were offered the teaching staff, and they accepted it. So this, I'm assuming, is also pending part of the contract with.
This is separate from
separate.
That.
So, mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. I guess that would be part of their contract. Mm-hmm. Any discussion?
Okay. It did come up during the contract discussion, but it's actually part of, you know, what's happening. You guys need to make a decision this year, so it's really making a decision about what, you know, whether mm-hmm. to approve it for this year. So,
okay. Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. And Irene, can you call the roll?
Yes. Jay Lester?
Yes.
Megan Litster?
Yes.
Cheryl Fyle?
Yes.
Mara Lachowski?
Yes.
Sarah Hunker?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Next, we're on to policies at the first reading. Looks like we have three, BP3550 food service, BP4111 certificated personnel recruitment and selection, BP4131 certificated staff development. So the policy committee is continuing to review the Association of Alaska School Boards recommended policy changes due to a legislative action. So I make a motion to approve the policies as read above. Can I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded, and maybe someone on the policy committee can just brief synopsis or anything unique about any of these three?
No, we're just, like it says, getting working on the list of recommended policy updates, so from AASB, and those ones, I think we were really already doing.
Yeah, food service had to do with different training, mm-hmm. providing different training for staff, mm-hmm. and we're already currently mm-hmm. at that level that's required. We're actually above the level that they mm-hmm. require, so it was just we're doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the other two really had to do with removing the No Child Left Behind language.
Verbiage or language. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, pretty vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. I think you have to call the roll. No, it's only on money. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Last, we have board participation and graduation. So we know that on the board calendar for May is the board participation and graduation. Graduation is Tuesday, May 31st in the high school gym at 7 p.m. And we're just wondering how many of us can participate that evening. Is there anybody that can't?
I will be in Peru.
What?
I know.
Well, that's not an excuse.
What? It's terrible, but...
For real.
That's fabulous.
That is neat. I guess that's a legitimate excuse.
Yeah.
Okay, so we should probably be there about 1:45.
When is rehearsal?
Rehearsal at 3:00.
But I don't think we come to rehearsal.
Does Sarah come to
it? I come to rehearsal.
Last year we didn't.
No,
maybe
I do. I just do to show where I'm supposed to stand.
Because
yeah.
We got a hand and shake and
we
yeah.
practice.
So
that
you guys don't need to be.
I think you
have
yeah.
at least one staff member, two staff. Anyway, I have several staff members that want us to jump in and hand their diploma and stuff. So just to coordinate the dance.
And you already put us farther back.
What, 3:00 on the week before? Or
I'm blanking out on what time. I can't remember. Is it actually the day of?
The day of?
That's what I remember. Was the day of?
On the 31st.
So I can't look at the calendar. Yeah, on the 31st, like 3:00.
I think that's right too.
Okay.
In the gym.
Okay, so just, but for the evening, be there about 6:45.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Please. Okay. Additional comments from board members? Future agenda items would be social studies elective class. Anything else? I'm going to think off the top of my head, nothing. Okay. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Good meeting.
This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, helping clients find out how to protect any valuable asset, from stamp or teacup collections to houses and boats of all sizes, and everything in between. Plenty of information from the local agents is available. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance. 772-3858.